Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly podcast. I'm Jess, your host and your favorite female empowerment coach. This is a safe space to speak about all things on mindset, relationships, business, sex, money, and life experiences. Get comfortable, get ready, and let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly podcast. I'm really excited about this episode. This is the first time I've ever done an episode like this. What you are going to hear has been taken from one of my masterminding sessions inside of my mastermind, Woo Mastery Mastermind. So it's my 4-month mastermind for high achieving women to reprogram your subconscious mind, to welcome and elevate your success and your fulfillment in your relationships, your wealth, and also in your career or your business. And now specifically, I have taken a question that I have been asked in different forms many, many times when it comes to money mindset, when it comes to abundance and energetics. And I thought I would take this and share it with you all to, number one, see what it's like to be coached by me, to see what it's like in the vibe of my containers and the types of conversations. I have cut this into a few different pieces just to get the juicy part, but this is a very raw answer of exactly what happens in my mastermind and any other containers, but also because my current brand new 4-week group coaching program, Match for Money, is open for enrollment. So if you are looking, like you are a high achieving woman, you're already earning money, but you know that you could be bringing in so much more money, so much more abundance, you still feel a little bit anxious or a little bit guilty when you spend your money, when you invest in yourself, and you want to learn how to reprogram your nervous system and your subconscious mind to not feel lack all the time and to feel like you have enough and to feel like whatever you desire, you can make it happen. That is currently open for enrollment. I'm really excited about it. And you get 4 weekly group calls. You get a vault of money mindset trainings, abundance trainings, and resources that I've really been refining over the past couple of years and teaching all of my current clients, my one-on-ones, my masterminders. And I'm really excited to just open this brand new program that gets results. But I thought I would share a type of question that I normally get asked from my clients, and maybe you are definitely going to resonate with this, especially if you listen to the podcast or consume anything else that I post out there, and share the exact answer that I would give. And of course, onto this, the masterminders, and if you come into Match for Money, you will have access to all types of resources and trainings to help you that are simplified and things that are very practical. Because number one, no one likes an hour training that isn't practical or is boring. And number two, we like things that we can action today in this moment, we can take from our toolbox. And that's exactly how I've created Match for Money. All the details to enroll are in the show notes below. And if you have any questions whatsoever, just slide on over into my DMs on Instagram at Jess Pennelly and we can have a chat. But we start in a couple of weeks. I'm super, super excited. And I'm also so excited to share with you this exact excerpt from my coaching from the mastermind. If you are watching here live on YouTube, number one, I would absolutely love it if you could hit the subscribe button. It means so, so much to me. And this, my videos get pushed out, but you will also notice we are going to the exact recording. The video is going to go to the exact recording, but it is only zoomed up on my face for the privacy of my mastermind clients. If you're wondering, like, is something wrong? No, I've done that on purpose. I hope you enjoy. And like I said, if you have any questions about Match for Money, even Woo Mastery Mastermind, come and slide into my DMs at Jess Pennelly. Enjoy.
This is a reminder. And as you're speaking it out loud, it's like the things you're doing are working. It's always a compound effect, right? I think we get sucked into the hype on social media when people share their wins constantly, right? And we know that we just take social media with a grain of salt because we, you know, it's interesting. I remember following this businesswoman, well known in the space of business and marketing, and when I first started to consume her, I think in her first, what I pictured as her first year in the current business she had, I think she made like $5 million. And I was like, and I remember seeing this in like my second year of business. And I was like, holy fuck, like you made this first business and you made $5 million, like marketing and like being online. I was like, holy fuck. And then when I started to read her story and started to consume more, she'd actually been in different businesses and marketing for 15 years. 15 years. And so to me, I'm like, well, actually, all that time that you put in, you should be making $5 million if that's like a constant thing for you. And so that's what I just want you to remember is sometimes we see these quick wins or how people are doing better or all of this. But remember, it takes the compound effect. And that's what I want you to remember. And especially when I kind of give you a workshop on your question, that's what I want you to keep in mind as well. Okay, so let me read. Why is it that when I bring in money, I don't feel anything other than lack because I'm just paying bills? When I think about it logically, I'm so grateful that I can pay my bloody bills, but I guess I would just like to be able to spend $100 on myself for something special or take bread out for dinner. It's been a super long time since I've been able to buy myself something without stressing out about how I'm going to pay my bills. Basically, I'm in a feeling of lack, even though I'm bringing in money that's actually helping me and should be taking stress off my shoulders. How can I work through this and stop seeing money as just paying bills? All right, something that I feel that we all experience, it's like the vibration and frequency of no matter how much money I bring in, it's this feeling of there's not enough. Even when, if we look at logically, it's like, okay, it's paid these bills and I can pay my rent and I can do this. It's like sitting on this frequency of it's never enough. Number one, this comes from whatever number, and this is for everyone. And like, make sure you guys have your journals because I want you just to write down bits and pieces. But like, think about what the number is in your head that's actually enough. You don't have to share it in the chat. Just write it down so you can like, just take a moment. Like, what is enough? You can do it by a weekly, a monthly, yearly. I like to go by monthly. Something I learned from my coach's membership I've been in for like probably 7 years now, Lewis Mocha, who I think I told you guys to follow. Something he created, just to give him credit, is called COIL. So cost of ideal living. I'm not in my office, but it's on my wall. I've got something printed out, and basically this looks at the cost of your ideal living. So what I really recommend, I think when it comes to money, the first thing I'm going to say is people like to think I want lots of money or I want this idea. Maybe if you look at it a year, it's like I want $1 million, or maybe I want $200,000, or maybe I want to make $50,000. When we look at this, it's great, but it's not enough. Because our vibration, our frequency doesn't match this. And I'm going to be giving you some really practical things and energetic things, because it's like all of the other work we do. It needs to be practical, but it also needs to be energetic, because we are atoms and we're always on a certain frequency. So just think about that number that you've currently written down. Again, make it very, very clear to yourself. Is that your monthly, your yearly? Then what I want you to do on a practical level, don't go and do it now. It requires some time. But go and do your cost of ideal living. Your ideal place that you want to live in, apartment, house, renting, or mortgage, like quite literally, this is what I mean when it takes time. Hello, Ellie, my love. We're just going through Jackie's questions. We're talking about money. And I know that we spoke a little bit about it, so I think you will love this conversation. So I've just said to everyone, and I'll just repeat it for Ellie, when it comes to money and thinking, when we have these thoughts, I want more money, I want more abundance, I want everyone to write down that number, what it is for you. So Ellie, just write it, that you don't need to put it in the chat. Just write it down on a piece of paper on your laptop, whether it's your monthly, like, what is that? Now, something else I'm bringing in for you guys is something I've learned from my own coach, COIL, which is cost of ideal living. Your homework, everyone, this week is I really want you to go away and look at the ideal house or apartment, whether that's rent or mortgage. Like, to a T, the internet makes it so easy to actually get the exact numbers. So we don't want fluffy shit. And this is one thing, this is a practical thing that I learned from Lewis, is some things, yes, you may need to fluff in, but there's lots of tangible things you can look up. From there, you will have a rough estimate of bills, electricity. If not, again, you can go on the internet, you can get an average estimate with some contingency. Then, other things that are a part of this, what would you like every week for, say, the things that you want to do? Maybe every week you want to go out to a nice dinner with friends or your partner. Maybe you want to get one massage, two massages, three massages a week. Do you have a car? Do you have an ideal car that you are desiring to buy? What is quite literally the repayment? Again, just go on the exact website. You can get the exact payment. What would you like to put away for holidays per year or per month, however you're working it out? I like to work it out per month, and then you can add that together into a year. And you'd be very, very shocked at the number you've probably put isn't in alignment in some way with your coil. And it can go either way. When I first did this, my ideal number was way more than actually what I wanted for my cost of ideal living, like way more. And see, that's the thing. And why I give you guys this really, really practical talk on money is because this is where people live. They live in this fantasy in between, like, I want to be a millionaire. Okay, so show me, a millionaire is around $83,300 a month. So show me what you're doing with $83,000 a month. And I quite literally asked one of my clients, she runs a six-figure business. And she said to me when we started working together, she's a one-on-one, we've been together 2 years. First thing, I want to become a millionaire. And I said, okay, show me how you're going to spend $83,000 a month if that's what you want. And everything, she kind of added everything very roughly on a call. And I'll never forget it. It came to about, I think, $30,000 a month. And I said, so you've got $50,000, but you want to become a millionaire. That is the gap in between where it's going to get fluffy, where your vibration and your frequency is never going to get up to $83,000 a month. And this is where people, they're like, I'm going to think good. I'm going to envision it in my head. I'm going to be a millionaire. Well, in the 3D physical reality, that doesn't help you. So do this practical thing. It does take time. Also think big. Even if you're seeing like an ideal car, right? Let's take, I actually, on my vision board for one day, not in the near future, but one day is one that my coach has, Lewis. He recently bought with cash with his partner a Lamborghini Urus. It's an SUV, and that is $500,000. And when I saw that, and he bought that with cash, and I'm like, that's really, really inspiring. So, but I, to look at that, it's like break down the cost of that and see what that would look like. Even you can go as far as fuel. So get really, really specific. Don't just put car $30,000. Think big. To me, like I said, that's not like anytime soon, but that's a big aspiration to buy a $500,000 car, right? But to me, it's like, I'm connecting with that. That's something that inspires me. So think big, even though you are going to have thoughts that come into your mind that are like, okay, that's too much. Or like, what do you mean you want to put away $50,000 for travel a year? Never. So that's your first like practical thing as we're aligning into energy. Now, I just want to kind of loop back into Jackie's question of like, feeling the lack, even though money is coming in, feeling the lack, even though you're attracting situations. Now, specifically with Jackie, the fact that you've attracted three new clients when you're trying to change your money story already says to me that there's a vibration and a frequency that you're bringing in more and you're allowing. So acknowledging that. But what we need to understand now is subconsciously, we are always attracting and magnetizing exactly what our subconscious narrative is playing at. So if right now we are attracting more bills or feeling like more lack or feeling like things are more expensive, or maybe it was really easy to get three clients and then now for the next month it feels like a grind, think about the narratives that we've told ourselves. And two things that I want you to think of when it comes to money stories and narratives, and of course this can be used for any belief system, but when we think of money, is that narrative, like get very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? Specific, like verbatim. What is the actual narrative? Because I guarantee it's a lot more than it's hard to make money. It's probably something that, like for Ellie's example, she shared in the chat of her dad, it like, what Ellie shared, the exact words that she said in voice message, that is a verbatim belief that I would take. So going through those beliefs, like do the superficial, like it's hard to make money, or there's a lack of money, or I'm so stressed when I pay bills, and then get the verbatim. And then number one, look at whose voice is that? So again, looping into Ellie's example, that voice of those beliefs is actually her dad's voice. And we want to cognitively allow ourselves to understand it's not my voice. This belief is my dad's, or this belief is my mom's, or this belief is my ex-boyfriend's, ex-girlfriend's belief system that I have picked up. And then from there, we want to flip and look at the narrative of what would my voice be? And this is why we do a coil first. Make sure I should have stated that. Do your cost of ideal living first, because then you can do this belief system. Second, understanding the voices. And then when you look at, well, what's my belief system that I want to be rooted in? What do I subconsciously believe? Look at this beautiful thing that you've created of what your cost of ideal living is, and start to think, well, if I actually had that car, if I actually had that house, if I actually had a spare $1,000 every week to go to massages and take my boyfriend out for dinner and all of that, my belief system would be X, Y, Z. Taking those, and these are the things that is now we need to start to prime into our mind. So what are really practical ways that we can prime our subconscious mind with new narratives? And I'm going to come back to the subconscious rewiring in a second, but I just want to share this. One way that it has been a really effective way, and in fact, mine needs to be updated. It's on my to-do list this month, but is to quite literally record your voice on voice note on your phone, because I'm sure not everyone has a microphone and a setup like me. So voice note on your phone. And I want you to say your affirmations, these statements, these belief systems. Let's say you have 10. I want you to keep saying them and loop. I'm not sure if you can loop on voice note, but if you can't, say them a few times, like maybe you say them 4 or 5 times each. And then I want you to quite literally listen to that when you're falling asleep, when you're waking up, during the day. Like every single day, I will take between 5 and 20 minutes to get into a meditative state. And that doesn't mean that I'm like quiet and nothing's coming in my mind. It's really to ground myself, to regulate my nervous system, to come back into my body. But I will put some form of affirmation, self-concept, something in my mind. Even if I'm like wired and I'm like, all right, I've got, after this, I'm going to do content creation, I'm going to do that or whatnot, I still have something in that mind that's priming the subconscious mind. Why is it key to do it in your own voice? Because it's a familiar voice. It's something we're used to. And I shared in the Voxer earlier as well, I think yesterday, a few like YouTube suggestions. Use those. Like those are perfect. I still use them all the time. I play them when I'm working at my laptop. But your voice is the most powerful one. Your voice is the one that your brain is always hearing and listening to. So that's a tangible thing. Another really tangible thing is writing either post-it notes or having something at where you were constantly are. So bad example for me, because I've been using David's desk for the past week, but in my actual office, I have post-it notes of certain, I think there's 3 or 4 of certain phrases, or a certain, I have one of my actual cost of ideal living on a big post-it note. And that's just to cite it. And I come in, I look at, that's the first thing I do. I look at it. As I'm working, I'm looking at and taking it in. Again, remember the subconscious mind likes repetition. A perfect example of this. Have you guys watched the movie Focus? It has Margot Robbie and Will Smith. If you haven't, again, on your to-do list, even if you have, please rewatch it again. There is an incredible, incredible scene. Doesn't give anything away for the movie, so I'm just going to tell you guys, but this is the power of the subconscious mind. There is an incredible scene where Margot Robbie and Will Smith are at a NFL football game, and Will Smith meets an Asian man and he wants to bet on the game, and they're going. Will Smith loses a lot of money, and then I think it goes to, okay, let me do one more bet with you and I'm going to bet you $2 million. And Margot Robbie goes, no, 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 like, don't do that. Don't, like, we've already lost all this money that we need. And Will Smith goes, just trust me. I know, I just trust this process. Anyway, I think it was like, I want you to look out on the field. I want you to look at any player from both of the teams, anyone, and I want you to pick a player, keep it in your mind, and if I can guess that player, you owe me $2 million. And so everyone in the room is thinking, that is crazy because there's X amount of players. So anyway, he's looking, 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 looking. The man chooses the player. Will Smith guessed the player, and everyone's like, how did you do that? How did you do that? And then they replay him. Margot Robbie goes, how did you do that? The whole day, Will Smith and his team, and obviously this makes more sense if you watched it or going to watch it, have primed this Asian man from the moment he has woken up to the game. So the number of the player was 55. And so they played, so they picked him up from the airport. They played, I think on 55 Hertz or something like that. When he would look out of his taxi on the streets, he would see bus signs with 55. He would see number plates with 55. A really cool one was, yep, now you see me. That's another really good one. I think another cool one was they changed the pattern in the hotel. So it was like upside down fives. And so this way I share this is so powerful because that's quite literally how the subconscious mind works. And he took in that the whole day subconsciously, five, 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 five. So when it came to that point, obviously subconsciously it's programmed him in 555. He sees, he's scanning. They show a scene where he's scanning his binoculars and he sees 55. And so his subconscious mind goes, oh, you've seen this all day. That's been repeating all day. Do that. And so he picks that. And so why I share this for you is because if your money story is not working out how you are envisioning, if it doesn't feel like you're progressing in any way, or you keep feeling that you're attracting things that aren't benefiting you when it comes to your money story, when it comes to abundance overall, I like to talk about money and abundance interchangeably, but it's because that the story, the narrative that you keep repeating in your mind subconsciously is the exact same as it was yesterday and the day before and maybe last year. Like I did some money work at the end of last year and I was holding on to a story that I'd learned from like 6 years prior. That's insane because it was subconsciously dictating my narrative. And it may seem like the most obvious and easiest thing, like of course my reality is showing my thoughts, but I really just wanted to highlight like any of the work that all of you are doing in this container, it applies to money. And we have been primed in society and social media and our parents and people in the world that money is hard and that it should be really uncomfortable and it should be really, really icky. And so, of course, when we take that and then we know the work that we're doing, it's like, oh, those two actually don't fit. They don't mesh. And so I want you to start remember that if your 3D reality is showing more bills or it's showing a lack of clients or a lack of, you know, getting that promotion at work, if it's showing a lack of abundance, it's because the narrative that you are running with is the same that you keep telling over and over again. And this feeds in directly into the statements of what is someone else's voice? And what is my voice? And so, and any questions, just come on microphone, anyone, or you can put it in the chat, whatever's easier. But going back again, linking this into the end of Jackie's question is the lack comes from and feeling there's not enough from learning that from childhood, from picking that up and seeing it because you've had evidence. Remember, right, our brain likes to work off evidence. And so, of course, we have narratives that show, I'll give my own personal example. I saw my parents buy a huge big food shop and then complain that, oh, my God, things are so expensive. And, like, you know, it was like a treat to get, like, something really nice or whatever. And so that was instilled in my brain. And so that was the narrative I always rolled with. And so when we start to question that and understand that I have picked that up because that's, we need to operate, like our whole life operates on beliefs, our whole life. So what else are we going to operate but the beliefs we've already picked up. So it's really now when we become aware of this, it's like, what am I dropping off? What am I leaving? And what new beliefs am I looking to pick on? And what new beliefs am I looking for evidence? And this is the other key section, because it's really easy to think, okay, let me change my narrative, let me change my stories. And then, you know, a week can be like, this is still difficult. I feel like there's not enough. You need to look for evidence that it's working. You need to look for evidence of the abundance is out there. And again, in regards to your example, Jackie, it's like, look at the three clients you've signed on. If you keep running with the narrative, like that's not enough, then the brain goes, okay, we'll show you that's not enough. Or we'll show you that this client isn't aligned along the track or something happens. And so being able to, this falls into the gratitude and the appreciation. Like a couple of years ago, I started using the word appreciation a lot more than gratitude. They're neither wrong or right, but I just resonated with it more. It's like having so much appreciation and really stopping to smell the roses when it comes to what we've already created in abundance, but not just the money in a bank account or the money in our hand, but everything, right? And I know I've said this, guys, to you guys before, but it's just a reminder because it makes a world of a difference. And before everyone came on, I was actually saying to Jackie, like, we don't realize that in this work, it's all of the small things. And then you have an encounter or you experience something. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is what all this small work is leading me towards. And so be grateful for the abundance of not just the superficial things, you know, of like, oh, this bed I sleep in and the roof, like those are good. But it's like, okay, so for example, Jackie, it's like, I'm sure you say thank you and I'm sure you're grateful, like say Brad pays for dinner, but I want you just to take a moment for yourself and be like, wow, like that dinner costs $80. Like I just created the abundance of $80. Right. Or a friend pays for a coffee. Like I just made $5. Like I always say that whenever my friend buys me a coffee, in my mind, I'm always like, wow, like I just made $5. That's incredible. That came out of nowhere. And like really like settling into place of that appreciation and gratitude. And then always consciously thinking, okay, what's the story I'm telling? Is this story aligning with where I want to be? And then going from there. No, don't follow up, 'cause I'm lit now. Sorry that you're not.